thank you again for this union, Lord. Oh, this oneness that you've given us in you. And Lord, how you take us along. And Lord, the bounty. Lord God, we were just here encouraged, enriched. Lord, like those that walked into that promise and they were bringing out clusters of grapes. It took 2 and 3 and 4 to carry them out. And Lord, I think what you've just given us in song and worship, Lord, is far exceeding that. Oh God, with what you've revealed and with what we know and what has been given throughout all these years, Lord Jesus, we just stand amazed because it's still exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Lord, thank you how you love us. Thank you how you take us along. Thank you again for every trial, every test, Lord God. And thank you that we're beginning to understand and know you and to thank you in all things, always, for everything. And we give you thanks today. You brought us here to feed us. Open our hearts, open our mouths, Lord God. We can't do a thing without you. Thank you that we're completely dependent upon you. Because you love us. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. I want you to turn on over to Romans 8. Let's just go live in Romans 8. Amen. You know, I forgot one prayer request. I want you to pray for Polly today. She's not here. We had a flood come into our house last night. We always have a flood of Jesus, but we had a pipe burst. All that construction we'd been doing was gone in a moment. And I thank him richly. And I do. Sometimes it feels like you get hit in the gut, just a little popper. But he knows, praise the Lord. I miss her today, but I know she's listening, so thanks be to God. Romans 8. I will begin with 28. And we know, we know this together, don't we? Isn't that wonderful? Family, we know this. We say it together. And we know. I'm glad to be with you that we know. Makes me glad. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom, see, he tells us that all of this is so perfect. Our lives are so perfect in him. Our lives, everything works together for good because we love him. And we know this calling upon our life, the hope of his calling. We know that high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And we know we are called according to his purpose. To that table of shewbread, that little teeny golden table of two, the intimacy. Oh, hallelujah. The bread of affliction. But you know, oh my, the feasting of everything good. Because he's promised all things work together for good. So us feasting at that table of shewbread, that bread of affliction, it's good. And then he tells us in all of that goodness and all this called according to purpose. Now let me tell you when I was thinking of you. Let me tell you when I knew this. For whom he did foreknow. And he foreknew you. He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image, the same image of his son. That he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. To honor, oh, I love that. And to clothe with splendor. Praise God. So for whom he did foreknow. I'm so thankful that we gather together and we are beside ourselves. You just can't explain, and you can't express how good this is. But we're just beside ourselves this morning, thinking how His grace and mercy chose us. Amen. And you know it. And chose us, brother, to be glorified together with Him. He chose us. And I thank God as He's lit us up in that. We're it. We're it. You're it. I chose you. I chose you and you and you and you and you. Because I foreknew. And you can now begin to turn over to Genesis 6. Because just like Noah, the foreknowledge of God that chose him. And in Genesis 6, praise God for this precious encouragement, this truth, the word, and how it is alive in them that believe. From the 5th verse of Genesis 6. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. And you can see that he's speaking this even today. Right. And that every imagination of the thoughts of the heart of man was evil, only evil, continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth. It grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah. Everything just changed. I mean, here's the God of all. He's just going to wipe it off. Yeah, but Noah. Just one. Stopped. Just stopped every thought. He said, oh, I can't do this. Noah. And what did Noah find? He found grace. He found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And these are the generations of Noah. Oh, what the Lord was seeing. Noah was just a man. I was a just man, and he was just a man. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. And I think about that because we know what happened after the flood and after he was delivered and everything. One of the very first things he did was he got drunk. And he got naked. Drunk and naked. Let's just say it as it is. And yet here's what he said. He was a just man and perfect in his generations. Amen. And Noah begat 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. So nothing changed there. But it was all about Noah. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all the flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Wow, if that isn't like a deja vu, huh, as they say. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark. Make thee an ark. Make thee an ark. Of gopher wood, room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within, without, with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories thou shalt make it. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant. Do you hear him tell you that? With thee, with you. And thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing, of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. Of fowls after their kind, of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so he did. Now, Noah was given the instruction for the ark. Yes, he was. It was Noah. And Noah was given the instruction for the ark for this magnificent, seemingly impossible deliverance. It wasn't given to Noah's friend. It wasn't given to his brother. It wasn't given to his mom or dad. It was Noah. And it was specifically to Noah. And he said, Noah, build thee an ark. Not for someone else, but only for you, Noah. That's who God was speaking to. And I want you to think about this. Remember that Noah is, it's not a was, is. Noah is part of the Word of God. Noah is part of the Word. I'm reading the Word of God. Noah's right here. Amen? So in that Noah's part of the Word of God, when was the Word from? Beginning. Amen? So this Word was written in beginning. Amen? All right? So I want you to think about this. So Noah is part of the Word of God. The Word was written in beginning. So it wasn't going to be anybody else but Noah. Because it's the Word. And the one thing I read about the Word, it never changes. It's the same yesterday, it's the same today, and it's the same forever. And that's the thing. It was Noah from the get-go. Oh, yes, it was. Because God foreknew. He foreknew the Word, and he foreknew Noah would be written in it. That's right. It wasn't going to be anybody else. It was going to be Noah. And brothers and sisters, may we understand this. It's always this way with the promises of God. Whether it was Noah, or whether it was ones like Joshua and Caleb, all right? You think about those two. The Word always knew it was them. See, the Word doesn't change. They were written in the Word of God in beginning, because of the foreknowledge of God. Remember this. Always remember this. You'll never get to predestination before foreknowledge. He just knows. And that's why he can set for every life, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, because of the foreknowledge of God. And that's why God says, because of those that all things work together for good to them that love me, I've got one thing for them. I've got a path of before ordained good works that you should walk therein. Isn't that beautiful? That's how he adored you first, that we come and adore him. Always him first. So here we have ones like Joshua and Caleb. The Word always knew it was those two. And you think about this. Out of the millions that came out of Egypt, it was just those two that went into that promise. Isn't that something? See, you know how there's the expression all the time, oh, if it was only me. Yes, if it was only you. It was only Noah. God was there. I'm going to destroy them all. I'm going to destroy. But Noah. He just changes everything. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? I mean, it just changed everything. Oh my. Because of grace. Because of grace. So here we have it was Noah. And Noah, what was he given? He was given the plans and he was given instruction for the ark. Praise the Lord. Just like we've been given the whole counsel of God, we've been given the plans and the instructions. But here's what Noah did. He built it. It wasn't just given and he said, wow, that's great. Noah built it. That's what was the difference. And matter of fact, for 70 years about there, he built that monstrosity of a boat. And I want you to remember this. It had not ever rained before. No one even knew what rain was. The earth was watered. The water would come up from the earth. That's how it happened. They had never seen rain. It was like, how would this work? Let me tell you something. Just like God showed. Sad. But that destruction that just happened out there in Kentucky and Tennessee. God could do that in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. Let me tell you something. This is the one that he holds the winds in his fist. And he does. We need to pay attention. But for 70 years, he built that monstrosity of a boat. And when you build something that big and you round a lot of people, let me tell you something. It wasn't hidden. It wasn't hidden. It wasn't like, well, let's disguise the boat. And you know that. I mean, he's building this giant thing out there. And truly, kind of in the desert. You know, he didn't build it by a river. He didn't build it by a lake, a sea. He's just building it. God said, build it. Well, I don't have to think where I'm going to build it. A lot of Christians try to think about how, where they're going to build it. You need instructions and plans. Amen. By the grace of God, you just build it. You don't choose where. God will take Joseph to Egypt and build the ark. Amen. Amen. Come on now. You know how that works. He takes Esther. Divine path. Honey, I'm going to take your mom and daddy. You're going to be an orphan. But I'm doing it all for good. Matter of fact, for a good that you can't even imagine, honey. I'm going to show you. So he builds this thing. It's not hidden. Everybody knew, and everybody knew what it was for, because I'm going to tell you something. Noah was not shy about God. You cannot be perfect in the ways of God and be shy about God. No way. That doesn't mean you beat people over the head, but I'm telling you what, anybody ever give a question or whatever, inquire about your life, about that hope that lies within you? You know, Noah wasn't out there going, oh, I hate building this thing. I hate, yeah, there might have been a bad day, let's be honest. But I'm sure there was joy always. Whatever he was driving in there or fitting in there or however they did it with all that pitch and everything like that. No one's built a boat that big, and he wasn't no engineer, but he had God's plans. And I'll tell you what, that boat may have never even looked like it was going to float, but it was going to float. Because he's building it by faith. We sure don't look maybe sometimes like, oh, that's not what a bridal saint would do. And that's not what a bridal saint would do. That could never ascend at the first trump. Let me tell you something. This boat floats. And these vessels, they fly. You better know that. Praise God. Praise God. Now, so he built it. And I'm confident as he was building, he would tell others and tell them what was going to be and the purpose of what he was building, and that God was the one that was instructing him. And as we said, he built it for 70 years. And, you know, they saw him night and day building that. Yep, they did. And they saw that everything about his life was invested in that ark. That's right. There might have been other things that had to go on and different things like that. But everything revolved around the ark. Everything. Everything about his life. Everything about Noah was invested in that ark. And these ones that saw him, they didn't help him. They didn't encourage him. They had no interest in it. And here's why. Because it wasn't for them. It wasn't. Noah build thee an ark. And here's why. Grace knew they did not have the faith for it. God ain't going to work in something that he knows will not have the faith for that. Let me tell you something. He performs in the thing that he sends it to. It wasn't an if Noah was going to believe God and build that ark. By the grace of God, the foreknowledge of God had already written him into the Word of God. And that boy is going to build that ark. Oh, the delight of heaven. Can you imagine that? All the ridicule that he faced. It's never rained. You're building that big. How are you even going to get all the animals in there? I don't know, but God does. How's he going to call them in there? I don't know, but God will. How's he going to accomplish that in me? I can't, but God will. I am just going to be immersed in believing. And I will not be moved. And every day, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to build the ark. Amen. So, it did not phase Noah, did it? It did not phase him. Because God foreknew. And Noah had confidence in God. And God gave Noah that faith. Do you understand that? I want to make sure we understand that. Grace knew that he would have the faith for it. And Noah, by the grace of God, because God foreknew. And God foreknew and gave Noah that faith. Amen. Oh, yeah. See, there's no faith but the faith of the Son of God. Do you know that? There's no faith but by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. That's it. That's all it can be. So, praise God, even though these ones didn't believe, they'd walk by and all these different things, it did not phase Noah. And I pray I'm amongst ones that are just like Noah. It don't phase us. We have the instructions and we have the promise of the unsearchable riches ruling and reigning, praise be to God, jointly together as the wife of Jesus Christ. Amen, we do. And you know what? We tell people. And by the grace of God, it is not hidden. We build it every day and night. And yet most that ever meet us or around us or know it, they're not fazed by it at all. I can hear them say to Noah, "Hey, that's great, Noah. You go, man." And then they roll their eyes as they're walking by and say, "Man, that guy is just nuts." But Noah, just like Joshua and Caleb, just like Elijah and Elisha, what they believed God for, he did it. He did it. He did it exactly as and what he said. God's promises are always true. And God's promises are always coming. But the one question is will you, will I be a part of it? Will I be in it? And by the grace of God, will I receive the faith to believe it? And continue to receive the grace to stay in it. Let me tell you something. 70 years building something's a long time. Our attention span could be as little as 7 minutes. And this fellow went out there 70 years. That's why I so appreciate these saints, I'm telling you, that have been in this precious truth and have not moved from it. They're just like a Joshua. I will not be moved. I will not be greatly moved. I shall not be moved. Oh, my.
I want to walk into my promises like that. I want to have a heart like Caleb. And I'm going to tell you something. To walk into those kind of promises, you're going to have the heart of Caleb. Because that's the heart of God. That's the heart of Jesus. Truly. That it was a joy that set before me, Father, that I'm enduring this cross. Only Jesus can give a faith like Caleb. Well, he's led us across this. We're well able, and let's get it now. He wasn't wanting to mess around 40 years walking around. He wanted to always go get it now. Amen? Aren't we that way with the bridal? Ascension? Let's go get it now. Let's go now, Lord. But by the grace of God, he's going to work things. And we abide patiently. And I'll tell you what, it's a wilderness. Man, you talk about the beasts that are out there. I thought I knew some snarly beasts, but they get worse all the time. But the word of God said, the evil of man will wax worse and worse. So that shouldn't surprise us, should it? But it's still surprising. You said, you mean what? Well, that don't make no sense. That isn't even true. But when your conscience is seared, when you have a reprobate mind, it can't see the truth, it can't make the right decision, and it will dwell continually in evil. That's the truth. So, the rain came, didn't it? Yes, it did, because God's word is always true. There wasn't an if God was going to flood that earth. It was just a when. And Noah built. That's all he did. God will take care of the rest. He just told me to build. And so here came the flood of the earth on the earth and the ark. You know what happened? It lifted out. And you know what happened? Everybody else perished. You go over to chapter 7, verse 23. It says right there at the end, Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. Only Noah. And them that were with him in the ark. Brothers and sisters, I believe the Lord is encouraging us here. You can only enter into something you have built by faith. You can't enter into it if you don't have the faith for it. It's the truth. It's always that way. And I don't want, there's that thing about sitting on the premises, you know, sitting on the fence. You want to be standing. You don't want to be, in a sense, even standing around the throne of God. You want to be seated in the midst of it. You want to have that heart like an Elisha. You don't want to stand back as the sons of the prophets. They knew the word of God. They were the sons of the prophets. They knew things. And yet they just stood back. It was Elisha that said, I ain't standing back. I'm going with him. And if I can't go with him, I'm going to ask for twice as much. Where'd you get that? I don't know, but God told me I can have it. Hasn't he told you can have? Oh, it ain't twice as much, honeys. You can have everything of his. Everything. It's incredible. Why would we stand back? Why would we stand back in unbelief? And you know what happens with those that stand back? They ridicule. Yes, they do. And they try to keep you from it. That's why you go on. Lovest thou me more than these? As he looked out there and he said, oh, who is my mother? Who is my brother? Huh? He was looking for like precious faith. That's the family. Now, how marvelous that rain came. They all perished. Only Noah. Only Noah. And brothers and sisters, praise be to God. The word of God tells us that the foundation is laid. It is. And praise be to God, God had it that he had a chosen vessel, chief of sinners, the Apostle Paul. And you know what happened? He gave Paul the plans. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. And you know what? By the grace of God, we got the plans from Paul. The foundation is laid. And we have the instructions to build thereon, don't we? That's the word of the Lord. So what are you supposed to do? Build. Just get out there and build. Amen. And you build on that foundation and nothing else. And it tells us to be careful, mindful how we build. Because you ain't building anything on there except Paul's gospel. Because he's the master builder. The master builder has the master plans. There ain't no other plans. There ain't no other way. It's only my gospel. Let the Holy Ghost just connect all them dots. Well, that's right. And that's right. It is. If we want this. If we want this incredible, amazing deliverance, it's going to be build that. And as Paul said, I commend you to the word of his grace, which is able to do what? Build you up. Build you up a masterpiece. Amen. Among all them that are sanctified, all them that are just like Noah. Just like Noah. They have that and they're set apart. But you must build this to enter in. You don't build it, you ain't getting in there. Praise the Lord. You can know about it, but if it isn't your first love, don't you think Noah building an ark for 70 years, that man, that's his first love. We can call him crazy, we can ridicule him, we can call him nuts and all of that. But the one thing that's the testimony about Noah, he is building that. And it couldn't be anything else. It couldn't be. Noah, here's the instructions. It's got to be 300 by whatever the dimensions are. It can't be anything different. Has to have the three floors. Here's Paul's gospel. And it's the mark for the prize. It's exact. It's precise. For the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. See, the Lord is always about exalting. And his grace always exalts him. You understand that? Noah found grace. Noah was the one that had and appreciated grace. He understood that. Noah knew he'd be just like all those other ones. Amen. Flesh is flesh. And I'll just say it like this. Y'all have the same flesh to get drunk and naked. The difference is, do you love the word? Do you love the instructions? Do you immerse your life in that word? As I said yesterday to those sweet people, and I just love them, my family of God, that I pray they're hearing the word, but I think God's people are starved to hear the word of God. We're all going to have issues. We all have problems. We got everything of the world sitting right here today. We know that. As far as issues, problems, all these different things, and multiply, not just one. Let me tell you, it's shared. We all got the same flesh. But the difference is, where are you dealing with those problems? Are you dealing with them daily at the throne of grace? That's the difference. That's the difference. We get away from this, we get starved. We get away from this, the mind that's thinking in our lives isn't the mind of Christ, honeys. The enemy, all he wants to do is just get you away from this. Because this is the only thing that pleases God. Faith. Just faith. So, we're building Paul's plans. Hallelujah. And we must build it to enter in. You don't build it, you won't enter in. And you know, saints, as we close this up today, something very, very similar is about to come again. Oh, yes, it is. And it is true. Just like Noah was told, I'm gonna kill them. I'm going to kill them all. and I'm going to flood the earth. Well, the Lord has told us, let me tell you something, Armageddon's coming. Oh, yes, it is. And there is going to be a new heaven, and there's going to be a new earth. Oh, yes, there is. And let me tell you something. God has prepared a lake of fire. And very soon, he's going to put death, he's going to put sin, he's going to put all of it in there, that there's not going to be a remembrance of it. Isn't that going to be amazing? I mean, just to get out of the presence of it and go into heaven is a wonderful thing. But God is so mighty. There's never going to be a remembrance of it again. So this is coming. And brothers and sisters, the unseemable, impossible deliverance of the bridal company being lifted off the face of the earth is coming. See, Noah got lifted off the face of the earth, and it was an unseemable, impossible, incredible deliverance that had never been seen such. Being lifted off the face of the earth. Spared from the destruction of the death of the tribulation. A small little rib company put a door in the side of the ark. It's always in the rib. It's always in the rib. That company has built and has entered into the ark of Christ, my bridegroom, by faith. You see that, right? See, Noah believed God is going to lift us up, honeys, and he's going to keep us from this destruction. He's going to keep us. He's going to lift us up, honeys, and he's going to seat us in the midst of his throne with him to reign. And I'm not going to take care of all that destruction by myself. I love you so much, sweetheart. You're going to do it with me. He said, it is finished, but I get to say, it is done. Isn't that awesome? Know your Bible. Know those ones in Revelation. Understand that. Be expecting it. I know where my honeymoon's going. I do. I know where we're going to honeymoon. Let's get up early, my bridegroom. It's ready. It's ready to harvest. Woo, let's go. That's how I want to go. And praise be to God, he's given us this revelation. He's given us this instruction. Why not be like Noah? Why not be like Joshua and Caleb? Why not be glad with a full joy? I don't want to just get across. I want to walk through it. I want to just get out there. Well, there's even more. It's endless. So, brothers and sisters, as we close it up today, isn't it marvelous? There's going to be an ark that meets him in the air. And I'm beside myself with you. He told us, make thee an ark. And we build on the foundation of Paul. Understand this, just as Noah was chosen to build the ark, he chose us for the bridal truth. That's what he chose us for. He chose us to wear a crown and not wave a palm. He chose us to rule and reign with him in the midst of the throne, not stand before him and cry in salvation to my God. He chose us to fall in love with. And praise be to God. And he chose us to be glorified together with him. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. And just come in Jesus' name. Amazed. Amazed. In thankfulness and joy and such glory to you, God. To understand this grace and mercy that you, Lord, you have chosen us. Before the foundation of the world, you saw us in your Son. You saw us in love. And oh, how that love has drawn us. It just keeps drawing us and drawing us. And Lord, we do. We love you. And we know we're called according to your purpose. And Lord, help us to walk in that boldness. Help us to understand that truly you have given us that faith according to your word. May we have confidence in your grace that you have given us that faith. Yes, Lord, help my unbelief. I understand that, but my unbelief is helped only one way, by your grace. Give me that faith, Lord. Give it to me. I know you have given it. I know, hallelujah, your gifts are without repentance. You give me that faith to believe. And Lord, help me to press on. Help me to have that faith of the forefathers of my faith. Help me to have that faith that is not deterred. Help me to have that faith that stands, withstands, and having done all to stand. Oh God, thank you. Oh God, thank you. Lord, let us be glad in that day. Let us be the ones that have a joy, a full joy in that day. Help us to have that worshipful heart in that day. Oh Jesus, we thank you. The instructions have been given by your grace in Jesus' name. Give us the strength to go build. Go build. In Jesus' name, amen.